This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Work Hall St. Philip community in mourning after a resident was stabbed to death yesterday. Government confirms more than 200 fishing vessels damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Beryl. The BHTA reports a significant increase in bookings during the ICC Cricket World Cup. And Trinidad and Tobago's police commissioner promises increased police presence in Tobago following the shooting death of 4 people on Monday. Good morning, I'm Carol Taupin. Details to the news just ahead. Residents of Work Hall St. Philip are in shock and mourning after a community member was fatally stabbed there last evening. Starcom Network News understands that the victim was found dead in a pool of blood at that location, having allegedly been stabbed by another woman. Assistant Superintendent in charge of operations in the Southern Division, Carolyn Blackman-Alleen, told journalists the incident occurred around 3:30 p.m.
In around 15, 28 hours, police officers at District C Police Station received a report from ambulance personnel that there was an incident at Work Hall in St. Philip. As a result, police officers responded quickly too, and they encountered a female body motionless. As a result, investigations are ongoing.
Assistant Superintendent in charge of operations in the Southern Division, Carolyn Blackman-Alleen. Meantime, some residents told Starcom Network News that the victim, who they said was around 19 years old, was also pregnant. One resident said she has been left in disbelief.
I'm very shocked about the violence that took place. Never heard about such in here. And knowing it is 2 females and one is pregnant. And people heard a groaning, but thought because she is pregnant that she was in labor. I was home inside the house, but I heard an ambulance going. And I said, well, who's sick now? Just thought it was like that. I don't know what could happen with this violence. I don't know what it could do about it.
Other residents said the deceased often kept to herself.
I was at work, no. But then I hear now that somebody in my neighborhood passed away. I was really talking with one of my family. And they know, I understand now, is the girl that lived down there. And it hurt me so bad because she's a very nice girl. She don't mix with nobody. She don't come out nothing so.
She's a nice person. She's a morning, good evening. She never mix up with a boy or anything. She always in sleep. I'm in shock. I'm in shaking. So it made me feel like ever I want to pray. Even though she know family and me, I still feel sorry. She don't do that there, she won't.
Residents of Work Hall, St. Philip. This brings the number of homicides for the year to 26. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams reports that the south and west coasts suffered significant damage during the passage of Hurricane Beryl, but the fisheries sector was the worst affected, with 209 boats now confirmed damaged or destroyed. He delivered a ministerial statement on the matter in the House of Assembly, noting that fish landings will be severely affected.
As of July 5th, 2024, a total of 209 boats were affected, directly impacting 560 persons associated with these vessels. At the time of this report, 200 boats were recorded as having received some form of damage to the structure, and 9 boats were confirmed by surveyors as total losses in the BFC. Prior to the passing of Hurricane Beryl, approximately 312 registered boats were active across the island for 2024, and this is based on information from the data collectors, with the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex accounting for 175 of these vessels and Oystein's 21. On average, from January to May this year, the BFC has contributed 82.3% to the total landings, and Oystein's has contributed 9.3%. Therefore, landings can be expected to be significantly impacted.
Mr. Abrams promises efforts to get at least part of the fleet back in operation as soon as possible.
We are at the end of the fishing season, so it's likely that fish landings would have decreased for the large pelagic species. But it is estimated that it is not yet clear how long it will take to get half of our fleet back into operation. So we're not even talking about getting the whole fleet back in. We're aiming at trying to get half of the fleet back into operation. We will keep the Honorable House of Assembly and the public updated on this matter. And once we have clarity on the scale and details of the damage, we'll report back. And also the consequential repairs or replacements necessary.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, BHTA, is reporting an above-average rate in the number of bookings in the month of June. This was revealed by BHTA Chairman Javon Griffith, who tells Starcom Network News that while they await the actual figures for bookings, he said the recently concluded Cricket World Cup has largely been responsible for the significant increase.
What we have seen on the ground, it has definitely been an above-average June. Traditionally, we've always had occupancies that hover around 40-50% in June. We were definitely seeing well above 60-70% occupancies with our last collection of data. We knew that as the semi-finalists and finalists became clearer, that you would have seen this bump in bookings towards that very last weekend of June. So by next week, we will definitely have a clearer picture of exactly what those figures were for our members. But there was definitely a significant rise in activity in June this year compared to previous years.
He said the sector benefited from first-time visitors for the tournament.
Well, I think one of the biggest benefits that we would have had as well from the staging of the ICC World Cup is the number of first-time visitors that we would have had on island in the last 3 weeks. Now, I run a small hotel, and I can say with certainty our East Coast property was only open for private groups in the month of June. And all of the groups that we had were from the Indian continent. None of them have ever been to Barbados before, but they were looking for a location where they could all gather. They had their tickets to matches. So while they were here, they were going on catamaran cruises, they were going to Oisins, they were going to different restaurants. They had our chefs coming in to prepare meals for them, and they were all first-time visitors.
Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith. The electrical infrastructure at the Ellerslie School will be significantly improved in a lighting program funded by the Government of Norway. The donation of LED lights and weatherproof electrical fixtures was made possible through the Ministry of Education, who joined forces with the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, SEDEMA, to implement the Model Safe School project. SEDEMA's Deputy Director Kester Craig says the Ellerslie School was one of the beneficiaries chosen among several schools in the region.
The Caribbean Development Bank provided a grant of 746,000 euros to SEDEMA to implement a toolkit for the Model Safe School program for Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, St. Kitts and Nevis, and St. Lucia. 33 schools across the region were selected from the 6 countries that I mentioned to implement the course and action plan. The Norway government provided an amount of $660,000, $20,000 per school, and as part of this initiative, this school benefited tremendously.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw highlighted the significance of the project.
I want you to understand, students and staff, that the benefits of this initiative extend far beyond lighting, as there will be a significant reduction in electricity costs principal, and I'm sure you will be happy about that. There will be decreased carbon footprint, aligning with the environmental stewardship goals. The enhanced lighting will also create a more comfortable environment for you.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. And finally, Trinidad and Tobago's Police Commissioner Erla Harewood Christopher on Tuesday promised an increased police presence in Tobago following a spate of murders, resulting in the island recording more deaths during the first 7 months of this year than all of 2023. In the latest killings, police have launched a search for 3 gunmen who shot and killed 4 people while they were playing a card game on Monday. The commissioner, flanked by a number of her senior executive members, said more police officers had been sent to Tobago on Monday to provide training to frontline officers. The killings on Monday brought the murder toll in Tobago so far this year to 15, 2 more than all of 2023. Trinidad and Tobago overall has recorded 301 homicides. Recapping the headlines. The Work Hall St. Philip community in mourning after a resident was stabbed to death yesterday. Government confirms more than 200 fishing vessels damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Beryl. The BHTA reports a significant increase in bookings during the ICC Cricket World Cup. And Trinidad and Tobago's police commissioner promises increased police presence in Tobago following the shooting deaths of 4 people on Monday. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.